Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a new documentary highlights challenges in rural healthcare. Georgia's peach season ended early this year, and a new program is helping dementia patients with their memory.
Research shows that the sensory experience of seeing, touching, and smelling plants can enhance memory recall.
Today is Monday, August 17th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff is sharpening his attacks against his Republican opponent. With 11 weeks to go until the midterm elections and 8 weeks until early voting, the Democrat seized on his rival's controversies at a Sunday rally in Atlanta. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Ossoff spoke about high grocery prices, health care, and his opposition to the war in Iran during his speech to over 1,000 supporters. He also took shots at his opponent, Republican Congressman Mike Collins, citing ties to white supremacists and crypto trading.
Because he's like a scandal piñata. But every time you shake him, more misdeeds fall out.
A spokesperson for the Collins campaign said that Ossoff's comments are a distraction, and Collins has helped Georgians while in Congress. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
And today is the earliest day Georgia voters can request a mail absentee ballot for the November 3rd elections. The Georgia agency in charge of state Medicaid programs is asking the federal government for just as much money as it would get under full Medicaid expansion without moving forward with such a plan. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
When Georgia got approval for its partial Medicaid expansion program, Pathways to Coverage, it moved forward with a partial financial match from the federal government. That's because Pathways has much more narrow eligibility than full Medicaid expansion. Now the state says new federal work requirements from President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill will force the state to cover more people than originally planned, because the federal plan includes work exemptions Georgia hasn't carved out under Pathways. State Medicaid Director Stuart Portman.
That shift materially changes the fiscal foundations of the waiver and places Georgia in the position of absorbing new obligations it did not create and did not budget to sustain.
The public can comment on the state's request through September. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Horticulture and healthcare are coming together in Metro Atlanta's Henry County. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more on plant therapy for people living with dementia.
The county will feature plants in so-called memory cafes, welcoming spaces for people with memory loss. Research shows that the sensory experience of seeing, touching, and smelling plants can enhance memory recall. Sylvia Dennis Ray is an advocate for people living with dementia and organizing the project. She says local master gardeners will help.
Where the caregiver gets involved, because the caregiver will be able to take pictures and show us the progress of the plants and how the plants are doing or ask questions.
Ray says plants also reduce anxiety and agitation and promote social interaction. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Access to healthcare in rural Georgia often comes with challenges. Hospitals are often far from where patients live. It can be difficult to recruit doctors to rural areas, and hospitals themselves are often underfunded. A new film premiering on Wednesday highlights the challenges these communities face. It's called Georgia Rising, a Rural Health Story. Glenda Grant is the executive director of the Georgia Rural Health Innovation Center at Mercer University School of Medicine, which provided support for the film, and she's with me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Georgia Rising highlights a few problems facing people in rural settings trying to access health care. One well-known problem that's discussed in the film is the distance people need to travel for some types of care and the cost they incur to get to these appointments could be loss of work, price of gas, etc. But the film also discusses the importance of small clinics serving patients in some areas. What role are those clinics playing?
They're very important, and we know it's best to receive care from the people you know and trust and where you live first, and get that great care close to home. Then if you cannot get that, then go regionally and then go throughout the state if you can. But they are vitally important. Access is one of the biggest things that we run into when talking about rural health. And so those clinics and getting the training and having great trained doctors close to home are the heart of great rural medicine.
Doctor recruitment's also an issue in many parts of rural Georgia. You profile one man who grew up in rural Georgia in this film, went to Georgia Southern, and then decided to go to medical school at Mercer.
During the COVID pandemic, we had a 96-year-old woman. She had called the pharmacy to ask if somebody could come and give her her COVID-19 vaccine at her home. I went, and come to find out, it was a woman who read to my elementary school class from pre-K to fifth grade. She just unloaded all these emotions of the struggles she's had with her health. Although I could help her with her medications, I felt limited in my ability to help her with her other health problems. So that was, I think, the real turning point for me. I needed to provide more for my patients in this community that I grew up in. They needed more from me. After that experience, I came home, talked to my wife, and I explained to her, I felt there was something else in me. And I've had that feeling for a while, but it didn't hit me until that day.
So for him, Georgia was already home and he took the next step. What can you tell us about efforts to train more medical professionals who are already here?
Yes, we are placed within Mercer University School of Medicine because that's their mission. Is to serve rural underserved Georgia. The School of Medicine only takes Georgians. It preferentially takes rural Georgians. Across the United States, less than 5% of medical students come from a rural community. And when we say rural, we mean a county of 50,000 or less. And so we don't want to force someone to go back. We want people who want to go back, and they want to go back home. That's the kind of physicians that we want that live and work in rural communities, that understand what their needs are, that already have that trust factor.
Funding is always an issue for rural hospitals, but there is the Georgia Heart Program. Can you talk about what that is and how it could help rural hospitals?
Absolutely. The Georgia Heart Program is featured in the film as a call to action, really. The Georgia Heart Program actually takes taxes that you would pay anyway to the state of Georgia, and then you get to say what rural hospital you want those funds to go to, and they help to fund those hospitals. You see in the film that the hospitals that we feature there are recipients of the Georgia Heart Fund, and they make such a difference. They probably would not make it without those funds. So it's vitally important that we have programs like that, and I applaud the legislature for putting those things into place so that we can, as Georgians, support rural health care in that way.
So you give ahead of time, and that is sort of deducted from your state income tax return when you file. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. You don't have to give any extra money. It's money that you would already be sending into the state, but rather than it going into a big pot, you're designating it into a smaller rural health care pot with the name of that hospital on it.
That's Glenda Grant. She's the executive director of the Georgia Rural Health Innovation Center at Mercer University School of Medicine, which provided support for Georgia Rising. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks for allowing me.
And GPB's Sophie Gratis will be moderating a panel discussion on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Douglas Theater in Macon as part of the Macon Film Festival screening of Georgia Rising. Find more information and reserve your seat at gpb.org/events. In other health news, Grady Health System has cleared a key hurdle as it plans for a new nearly $1 billion hospital south of Atlanta. The Department of Community Health last week approved a Certificate of Need, a state-required permit, for the planned 200-bed hospital in Union City. The new facility is aimed at increasing healthcare access in one of Metro Atlanta's fastest-growing communities and relieving pressure on other regional medical centers. And Phoebe Putney Health System and Georgia Southwestern State University are expanding their partnership to address workforce needs in healthcare. The organizations today announced a new scholarship, increased enrollment capacity, a new degree, and a loan repayment program, all aimed at getting more students working in the healthcare system. Georgia's peach season ended a little earlier than usual this year. A March frost and a late June heat wave put a damper on crop volumes. Agriculture agent Jeff Cook tracks peaches for the University of Georgia. He says varieties normally picked in August were harvested in July, and right now only a handful of producers are wrapping up the season.
We saw some issues with, you know, just the weather and fluctuations that we get in the spring that had a little bit of an effect on some quality later on. But all in all, it was a good season. It wasn't great, but it was definitely good.
Final season numbers aren't yet tallied, but in 2024, the latest Farm Gate Value Report, peaches were a $124 million crop in Georgia. In Georgia sports, in soccer, Atlanta United has snapped a 7-game winless streak. Fafa Pico scored the late go-ahead goal, and Tristan Muyumba scored for the second consecutive game as the Five Stripes beat the New York Red Bulls 2-1 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday. In women's basketball, the Atlanta Dream squandered an 8-point lead at the beginning of the fourth quarter in a high-profile matchup against the Indiana Fever. Indiana beat Atlanta 95-91 in overtime at State Farm Arena. Even so, the Fever's Caitlin Clark said the Dream, quote, is a team that will be scary in the playoffs. And in baseball, the Braves face the Twins in Minnesota tonight for the first of a 3-game series. First baseman Matt Olson hit a 3-run homer to back 6 strong innings from pitcher Bryce Elder, leading the Braves past the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-3 to avoid being swept at Truist Park yesterday. It was Olson's 36th homer of the season. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, go to gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. We'll be back in your feed tomorrow afternoon. And your feedback is welcome, of course. The best way to get it to us is to send an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you tomorrow.